Here's your fair value brief for Saturday, August 1st, 2026. Let's start with the 30-second takeaway. Wages are growing faster than inflation, and that's keeping the Fed from cutting rates. Average hourly earnings hit $37.64 in June. That's 4% higher than last year, while core inflation stayed at 3.5%. That half-point gap pushed the 10-year Treasury yield up to 4.73%, its highest since January, and sent mortgage rates to 6.66%, a one-year high. Next, copper shortages could slow down AI and green energy. Winter storms in Chile, which supplies 25% of the world's copper, shut down major mines just as demand from data centers and electric vehicles is surging. Prices could spike, delaying key projects. And in crypto, institutions are now calling the shots. Spot trading is 72% institutional, cutting volatility in half. Bitcoin held near $63,100, but the bigger shift is in tokenized assets like treasuries, which now total $36 billion. Now, to the markets. Two big forces are clashing right now: wage growth that's complicating the Fed's inflation fight, and a copper shortage hitting just as AI's demand for raw materials takes off. First, the Fed's wage challenge. Friday's jobs report triggered a bond sell-off. Average hourly earnings rose to $37.64, up 4% from last year, while core inflation stayed at 3.5%. That half-point gap has the Fed on edge. Higher wages could boost spending and reignite inflation just as price pressures start to ease. Treasuries reacted fast. The 10-year yield jumped to 4.73%, its highest since January, and the 30-year neared 5.26%. Mortgage rates followed, climbing to 6.66%. That adds about $200 to the monthly payment on a $300,000 loan compared to 6 months ago. The ripple effects are everywhere. Credit card rates stay high, companies face steeper borrowing costs, and savers get squeezed as banks cut deposit rates when risk-free treasuries yield nearly 5%. Now, the copper supply squeeze. Chile's winter storms are disrupting the AI boom. The country produces a quarter of the world's copper, but flooding and landslides forced major mines, London, Antofagasta, and state-run Codelco, to pause operations. Copper is essential for data centers, electric vehicles, and renewable energy grids, and right now, everyone's scrambling for supply. The timing couldn't be worse. Data center operators are racing to secure materials for AI expansion, and U.S. tariffs on Chinese copper imports could make the shortage even tighter. And in crypto, the institutional takeover is complete. Retail traders no longer drive the market. Institutions now make up 72% of spot trading volume, and volatility has dropped by half. Bitcoin held steady at $63,100, Ethereum at $1,860. But the real change is in tokenized real-world assets. Treasury-backed tokens alone now total $36 billion. Here's the big story: why your next raise could keep mortgage rates high. The Federal Reserve is stuck because of wage growth. June's jobs report showed average hourly earnings at $37.64, up 4% from last year, while core inflation sits at 3.5%. That half-point difference risks a wage price spiral, where higher pay leads to more spending, which pushes prices up, which then demands even higher wages. The Fed's job is to stop that cycle before it speeds up. Bond markets are betting the Fed will wait. The 10-year Treasury yield jumped to 4.73% on Friday, its highest since January, while the 30-year hit 5.26%. These moves signal a central bank with no good options. Cutting rates now could reignite inflation. Mortgage rates are at 6.66%, their highest in a year, adding $200 a month to the cost of a $300,000 loan compared to early 2026. The wider impact? Higher yields hit the whole economy. Companies pay more to expand. Credit card rates stay high. Even savers lose out as banks trim deposit rates when treasuries offer nearly 5% risk-free. Friday's bond market reaction was a warning: wage growth is a lagging indicator. By the time the Fed acts, the damage to mortgages, corporate debt, and consumer spending may already be done. Now, the big picture. Markets are sending mixed signals. Bonds are flashing caution while stocks rally. The wage inflation gap ties it all together. Bonds are under strain. The 10-year Treasury yield climbed to 4.73% on Friday, its highest since January, while the 30-year approached 5.26%. Mortgage rates followed, hitting 6.66%. Credit spreads widened slightly, a sign lenders are getting nervous. But stocks? They're ignoring the warning. The S&P 500 rose 0.7%, the NASDAQ added 1%, and the Dow gained 0.5%. Big tech led the way. Amazon surged 15.3% after earnings, Alphabet rose 6.7%, and Microsoft climbed 3%. Yet the rally stays narrow. Megacap stocks are thriving, while smaller companies lag. Commodities are split. Oil prices firmed up Friday, with Brent crude up 1.2% to $90.12, and WTI rising 1.3% to $84.67. Copper's in focus as Chilean storms disrupt production. Gold slipped 1.2% to $4,049, pressured by a stronger dollar and rising real yields. And crypto? It's evolving. With institutions driving 72% of spot trading, volatility has halved. Bitcoin and Ethereum are trading in tight ranges, but the market's behavior has shifted. It now moves more in line with traditional assets. Around the world, Middle East oil routes face prolonged disruptions. The Strait of Hormuz and Bab al-Mandeb, key channels for global oil shipments, are under threat. Iran's six-month blockade of Hormuz has cut shipping traffic by 77%, while Houthi attacks on Saudi tankers in Bab al-Mandeb are further restricting energy flows. Shipping costs and insurance premiums are rising, hitting grain and manufactured goods too. The Baltic Dirty Tanker Index has jumped 37.6% in just 30 days. In Chile, the copper crisis is deepening. Winter storms forced production stops at the country's largest mines, run by London, Antofagasta, and Codelco. Copper is vital for AI data centers and electric vehicles, and any extended shortage could delay projects and raise costs. South Korea is making a big move in tech. Seoul launched a $14 billion sovereign wealth fund targeting AI, semiconductors, robotics, and biotech. Managed by the Korea Investment Corporation, the fund will draw from state bank share sales and inheritance taxes. And in Japan, the yen's weakness has officials on edge. The currency hit multi-decade lows, prompting a U.S. Treasury warning about potential intervention. The decline reflects the Bank of Japan's loose policy, rising U.S. yields, and a shift to the dollar amid risk-off sentiment. Now, corporate moves. Amazon's $200 billion capex bet is paying off. Shares rose 15.3% Friday after earnings beat expectations. That massive spending is fueling cloud and AI growth. Apple's decline continues. The stock fell 7.3% Friday, capping a 7.2% weekly drop. Weak iPhone sales and cautious guidance spooked investors. Meta's AI division is showing progress. Shares gained 3.3% Friday after Reality Labs stabilized revenue, a bright spot in an otherwise 9.2% monthly decline. Coinbase crypto slowdown persists. The stock dropped 10.6% Friday, extending its monthly loss to 8.2%. Bitcoin and Ethereum's stagnation reflects fading retail interest. Micron's memory chip slump is getting worse. Shares fell 5.9% Friday, bringing the monthly decline to 20.3%. Falling memory prices and rising AI research costs are squeezing profits. Westinghouse is planning a nuclear comeback. The company filed confidentially for an IPO, signaling renewed investor interest in nuclear power. And KKR is nearing a $5 billion healthcare deal. The private equity firm is in advanced talks to acquire medical device maker Integer Holdings. From Washington, the Fed's divide is growing. July's policy meeting revealed a hawkish split. Three officials pushed for a quarter-point rate increase, the most dissent since 2017. Chairman Warsh dropped forward guidance, calling future moves data-dependent. Markets now see a 61% chance of a September hike, up from 50% a month ago. The Treasury also addressed dollar stability this week, warning banks about potential intervention in the dollar-yen exchange rate, which weakened to multi-decade lows. Under the hood, the wage inflation gap is why this all matters. When wages rise faster than prices, workers have more spending power, which can push inflation higher. The Fed's job is to prevent this cycle from spinning out of control. The numbers tell the story. average hourly earnings grew 4% year-over-year to $37.64, while core CPI stays at 3.5%. That half-point difference explains Friday's bond rout. The 10-year Treasury yield spiked to 4.73%, and the 30-year neared 5.26%. The Fed is boxed in, and markets are pricing in the consequences. Worth knowing, how to decode the jobs report. Every month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics releases the employment situation summary, focusing on three key numbers. First, non-farm payrolls. That's the net jobs added or lost. In June 2026, it was 159,000. Second, the unemployment rate, the percentage of job seekers without work, currently at 4.2%. And third, average hourly earnings, what workers take home. That's now $37.64, up 4% annually. Why does this move markets? The labor market drives economic activity. Strong hiring and rising wages can support growth, but they can also fuel inflation. The Fed watches these numbers closely, and markets react. A strong jobs report can weigh on stocks if it hints at higher rates ahead. Today's takeaway: June's wage inflation gap has kept the Fed on hold, and that's affecting everything from mortgage rates to retirement accounts. The next jobs report could decide whether September brings another rate hike. Here's what to watch this week. On Monday, August 3rd, Palantir and Snap report, key for AI and digital advertising trends. Tuesday, August 4th, earnings from Pinterest, Etsy, Pfizer, and Energy Transfer, a check on consumer spending. Wednesday, August 5th, Shopify, Disney, Uber, and Roku give insights into e-commerce and the gig economy. Thursday, August 6th, Rocket Companies reports, mortgage demand at 6.66% rates will be in focus. And Friday, August 7th, the July jobs report drops. This could be the trigger for a September Fed rate move. That's it for today. We'll be back with more on Monday.